The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Anita Hiles works coast to coast with Realty Executives. She is an award-winning top producer that has been voted Bold City Best Realtor in 2015 and 2016. And she's opened her own real estate office in Jacksonville and Fernandina Beach, Florida. Anita is a retired law enforcement police officer from Southern California, where she serviced for 25 years. Anita has a son, James, who has been serving our great country in the U.S. Army for over 11 years. Now Anita has joined the WBOB team for all things real estate. This is Rapid Fire Real Estate. Here's Anita Hiles.
Good afternoon and welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate. And do not turn that dial because we have a great show for you today. And we have in the house, my favorite person in the world is Roger Henderson.
I am, yeah, just on Wednesdays.
Just on Wednesdays between 2 and 3.
Okay.
I love you to pieces.
Thank you.
And my second favorite person, or actually not even my second, pretty equal, yeah, is going to be Tomas Jimenez from Jimenez Law Firm.
It's a tie.
In San Marco.
Hello,
welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
Glad to have you back. And we have some great stuff to talk about today. And some news to put out there. You know that the show is doing well and we're going to be changing it up a little bit. So we've got some good stuff. So tell me what's new. What's going on?
Well, you know, as far as news is concerned, I follow you on Facebook, which I'm sure a lot of people do.
Yes.
And I got the alert a couple of days ago with a big announcement.
The big announcement. Yes. People thought, okay, is she pregnant? Is she getting married? You know, am I getting different, you know,
hopefully
job
not,
opportunities?
Hopefully not in that order, right?
I know. It was a crack up.
Yeah.
But you know, you got to put it out there. You got to cause that frenzy out there. And it did, mm-hmm, which was awesome. But my show is going to go to prime time.
Yes.
Starting in 2019, the new year,
okay,
in January. We're going to be on the air for everybody's commute home from 5 to 6 p.m.
That's
so
great.
I am super excited about that, and I'm hoping everybody tunes in and we can keep them entertained during that hour.
All things equal, that should represent a lot more listeners because, you know, mm-hmm, during the day, although we are appreciative of everyone listening right now, there are a lot of people who are at work right now and can't tune in.
Correct.
But on the way home from work, you know, a lot of people are getting off. The first thing they do is put on WBOB, and guess what they'll hear? They'll hear Anita Hiles and Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm very excited about the change. And it's going to be great for our sponsors as well, mm-hmm, because they get to be heard during a busy time of day.
Right.
So, you know, if people want to be a sponsor, give me a call.
Mm-hmm. And real estate's one of those things that really affects everyone.
It does.
Even if you're not, you know, both feet in professionally, everybody has to have a place to live. You know, and whether you're renting or you're owning or you want to own one day, you know, the things you talk about apply to everyone. And there's things that people can glean, even if they aren't necessarily planning on moving, things like the home improvement or the home inspections that are talked about occasionally. All those things are of high value to people, and everyone should draw a lot of insights from your expertise when they tune into your program.
Yes. And, you know, I always, you know, no matter what the market is, mm-hmm, people always have to buy and sell. So, especially in Northeast Florida, because we are a military town,
right,
and we are a go-to destination for, mm-hmm, the snowbirds and things of that nature. So we always, no matter what the market is, we always have real estate moving.
Right.
So if you're good in this business, mm-hmm, and you will always be busy.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to work hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's plenty of realtors out here that work hard. They do a great job. And
many of them work for your office.
They do. And so, you know, we're always out there to serve. And at Realty Executive Oceanside, we're always, always striving to please our customers.
How do they get in
customers.
Touch with your office? Maybe they're interested in buying, or maybe they need to sell. They just got orders. They're moving out to San Diego or whatever. And you can help them, I guess, on both
we
coasts.
We can help them on any
coast. How do they get in touch with you?
It is 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552, and we're always aiming to please.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, today we, you know, we're The nation is mourning George H.W. Bush.
Right.
So that is...
Well, it's officially proclaimed by President Trump as a national day of mourning. And flags all over the country and U.S. embassies around the world, military outposts, the flags are flying at half staff. Presidents get three funerals. There was the first one that was held at the rotunda at the state of the nation's capital a couple of days ago. And then the main one was today. And then there'll be another one tomorrow in his hometown of Houston. And, of course, real sad to hear some of the tributes. Remember, really a great president who had really done a lot. At the time, he was the youngest naval aviator, and a lot of people in our area can relate to that, being a Navy city, in American history at that point. Since then, there have been others. But he, Pearl Harbor was attacked, and then at the age of 18, he decided to go straight from high school to the U.S. Navy and became a pilot. And he was a teenager flying off the deck of an aircraft carrier, defending the country.
Wow. Yeah, amazing person, and, you know, he seems so ordinary, too. You know, I remember my brother-in-law telling me that, because he was on the security detail for him, and when he was running for, I think it's when he was running for office, and what was amazing is the Secret Service and the Highway Patrol were on a certain floor. And the ones that were not working, it was their time off, they were playing cards. So they're sitting around a table playing cards, and guess who walks in and to thank them for what they were doing and sat down and played cards with them.
Who won? That's the question.
Exactly. I did ask him. I did ask him. But, you know, and that says a lot about him. You know, it's just kind of an ordinary.
Well, they say there's something called the 6 degrees of separation, and you know everybody on the world. Or at least you know somebody who knows somebody. If you go 6 times, then that covers the entire planet. I know a couple of people who have met the late president, and everything they say about him is just an amazing guy.
Yeah. Hey, it's time for our hot properties, and I do have some great hot properties for you. And we've got, we still have the one over in Flagler. Why? I'm not sure, because it's definitely a hot property at Sea Colony. It is $384,900, 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 1,906 square feet. And this property, the HOA is only $150 a month, and you can walk to, they have their own private beach, and, you know, you can go kayaking. They have a big, huge lake. They have large dock. And so you need to check that out. Here in Duval, we have in Highland Glen, which is in the area of Beach and Kernan, we have a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom, 2,552 square feet for $479,000. It's right across from the Tamaya, and it is a gated community. Fantastic house. And again, down in Flagler, we have $1 million property, 6 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, over 4,000 square feet. And this is in the Island Estates. And what a beautiful home. This has a short walking distance to a private ocean beach access, which is always fun. So we need to get these moving.
Yeah.
Now, the big deal. The big deal that I found in searching the multiple listing, and everybody needs to listen up. So pay attention right here, right now, because you heard it right here on Rapid Fire Real Estate. It is a foreclosed property down in Jacksonville Beach, and it's only listed for $230,000. Okay, I'm telling you, the land.
That's about half of what it that area normally calls for.
That's right? Correct. Uh-huh. And you're basically, I mean, the land's got to be worth more than that.
Exactly.
This is a foreclosed property, which means there's probably still some room for negotiation on that price. And it is at 629 4th Avenue South.
Okay, right near the beach. Well, how many square feet?
This is 1,025 square feet. It's a 2-1 built in 1960. But what I'm thinking is you can add on to this and make this a dynamic house, and you can even flip it. Or you can fix it up to live in it.
Okay.
That is amazing. And we don't want you to go anywhere. Do not turn that dial, because when you come back, I will tell you why real estate sucks. So stay tuned.
What an education.
Rapid Fire. Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at AnitaHiles.com. And you can give us a call and ask your questions at 904-222-8255. That's 222-8255.
And Anita, you've got us all waiting with bated breath, wanted to know how real estate sucks.
Sometimes it does. And so we have this new segment, and I'm going to tell a little story about sometimes our clients or our customers do not listen to us. You know, sometimes they know a little bit more than we do.
Okay.
And that gets to be frustrating. And, you know, so even every lender out there is probably clapping their hands because, you know, the lenders will go over this with the customers as well as us as realtors. And we tell our people, do not purchase anything. I always like to tell them to put all their credit cards in a Ziploc bag, throw it in the freezer, fill it with water, and then throw it in the freezer.
Or give them to you and you can put them at the safe of the office, right?
Exactly. Or let me go shopping, one or the other. But it's so important that, you know, when your lender tells you don't buy anything, you know, it's you're looking at max 45 days. You know, most closings are in 30 to 35. But we like to say don't purchase anything in the next 45 days except for, you know, the normal groceries and that kind of thing. And don't change jobs. Keep your job happy for 45 days. I'm not kidding you. We'll have people. We had one.
Did they forget it? They didn't think you were serious or what?
You know, I don't know. You know, because by the time, you know, we get to closing and it doesn't close and then they don't get their binder back, they're too mad at us. Like it's our fault that they went out and bought a car. We literally had a client buy a car and quit her job during the process, and we find out because they're going to check everything again.
Spell and pronounce. Why should not someone change their financial life, i.e. get a car loan.
Well, I'll tell you why, because they're going to, the lenders are going to check again prior to closing.
Right at the close, just like the day before.
Yes, they, okay. You know, they're going to check again to make sure that you're not out there and there's a change in your credit score. Okay. And for some people, like in this situation, buying a car, it affects your credit score. It does go down a great deal. And in this case, she couldn't buy the house. So we are literally days before closing at this point, and she did not get her binder back. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she was a first-time buyer, so most first-time buyers, every little stitch of money is important. Well, it is to all of us, but more so, I think, for, you know, the ones that are trying to throw it together, their finances, to purchase a house. And, you know, she left irate. It was our fault. And, you know, she's going to tell everybody how bad we are. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, we didn't quit the job and we didn't buy the car.
True story. We are closing in our new construction home. How many years ago is that? Around 15. And this is what caught my attention. The realtor who worked for the builder told us, do not purchase anything at all between now. And it was more than just 45 days. This was the entire time during construction.
Oh, yes. It's going to be different for a new construction.
So this was, you know, about almost a year, like 9-10 months.
Yeah.
Do not buy anything. She said, hear me tell you a true story. It's actually happened. Someone put down their big chunky down payment, their binder, and a day before they were supposed to go in and close, they decided to go to the furniture store and buy new living room, dining room, family room, and bedroom sets for the entire house that they're about to get the keys to. And when they did that, it was like no money down, no down payment, you know, no. Those things you don't have to pay for the next 2 years. It changed their entire credit situation, and they could not get the keys to the house because the mortgage company said you no longer qualify.
Correct.
Had they waited, slept in a hotel or in sleeping bags for the first day, then they could have gotten the furniture and everything would have been okay. But they did it in the wrong order.
That's right. Just wait. Okay. Wait till you close. And that's why sometimes real estate sucks. Mm. Yeah, we hate to give that news. You know, we hate to call people in and go.
Now, let me ask you this: what if the job opportunity that they are being offered is actually a higher paying job? Does that actually hurt them moving into a new home, or can
you know, a lender is going to be more apt to answer that question.
I know they like stability.
Now, what they look for too in changing employment is, you know, is it similar or equal to or greater than? So I would think, again, we always tell people to wait to do the major moves after you close. But, you know, if it's a promotion or things of that nature, it's a whole, you're fine with that.
Yeah, within the same employer. However, but you know, a lot of times, if you're a new job, they want to see your last three, however many check stubs.
Yes.
And you don't have any yet. I guess on paper, that almost looks like you're unemployed.
Yeah, you don't have any yet. Yes, it's not going to work out. But, yeah, sometimes we have to give, that bad news. And it is awful. It is absolutely awful to do that. And
it's not great for the realtor financially either because, you know, they were counting on the commission and they're not going to be able to get it now, you know? So a lot of work goes into a deal.
But, you know, to be honest with you, at our end, it's just awful to see when that happens to the other side because they're losing not only their binder, but they're not going to be able to move into that house.
Is there an average binder?
Yes, and we're going to talk about that today because we have Tomas Jimenez. So we're going to talk about the contract today and learn about the purchase agreement. We're going to talk about some important areas of the purchase agreement, and one of them is the binder, correct?
Correct.
So tell us about it. What is the norm? What is your recommendation as to, you know, let's say we have a purchase price of a $200,000 home out there. We have a customer that's going to be buying that from me today. What is your recommendation on a binder?
As a lawyer, I would say put as little as possible. but generally you see 1-2% is the
answer.
That's
why we call this legal nonsense.
So you see 1-2% generally is what the industry norm is on a binder.
Correct. And we do have people, you know, you have to have skin in the game. That's what I always tell people. You have to have skin in the game.
Sure.
And if you want them to take your your offer seriously, you really need to put at least 1% of the purchase price down,
right,
as good faith that you're going to close this deal.
Yeah, and it also kind of gives the seller the idea that, or the understanding that the buyer has the ability to come to closing with some money, because, you know, sometimes you'll see a $500 deposit and you wonder, well, did they really scrounge up to get that $500? Are they going to have the money to close and pay the closing costs and whatever percentage they need to put down for their loan? So generally, you know, you'd want to see on the seller's side, you want to see a good, strong binder. I agree with you on that. And it gives you some element of, you know, not certainty, but comfort that the buyer is going to be able to perform just by having some cash.
Sure. Again, having that skin in the game. And also, too, you know, we're still seeing some multiple offers out there. And a lot of times it might push your offer on top because you are having skin in the game. So, sure. You know, if it's 1%, you might end up putting 2% to make your offer seem stronger.
Right, right. And then, of course, shortening the time period to close and different things like that you could also do to entice the seller, induce them mm-hmm. to sell to you as opposed to someone else as well. So.
Correct. And even getting, instead of getting a pre-approval, mm-hmm. a lot of times when it's a hot property like this one down in Jack's Beach, I think if that price comes down, that $230,000 comes down a little bit, he's going to end up with multiple offers.
Sure.
So how to make that attractive is a stronger binder. And instead of, you know, if you're financing it, instead of getting a pre-approval, and this is why I like Movement Mortgage, because they will actually send it to the underwriter first.
Right.
And actually give us an approval letter, mm-hmm. which is awesome. You know, so we collect all the paperwork and then give it to the lender. So that way we can get an approval, which again puts you ahead of the game.
Yeah, in many ways, really. So obviously one of them is to make sure that they'll qualify to be able to buy the property and they'll close on it quickly, hopefully, once they have everything together. But the other aspect of that as well is that the buyer knows specifically what they qualify for, what they can buy, what they, you know, because the one thing they want to be able to do is look at properties that they're able to actually acquire. You don't want to look at a property that's less than what you're able to afford or that you want to have. And you definitely don't want to look at something that's bigger, because then you may not buy anything at all because you've been looking at $500,000 houses and you can afford to buy a $300,000 house. So that's the other important aspect of that pre-approval process.
Yes, and that's why at Realty Executive Oceanside, what we do is we do that that buyer presentation, so that way we get people pre-approved or approved at that particular time. So that way we know exactly what their buying power is. And it's so important to know what your buying power is, because we don't want to show you homes. You know, we have a lot of people that come in and say, no, I've got great credit. And, you know, I can afford a $250,000 house without any problem. Right. And sometimes the realtors will go ahead and show them those properties. Mm-hmm. And then we find out that they don't.
Right.
And then now we're showing them homes at a $200,000 price
right.
point.
Big difference.
And now they're disappointed.
Right.
And, you know, because they have these expectations because they saw the nicer home at $250,000.
Right.
And it's so hard then to get them under contract
yeah.
because they're disappointed at everything we show them.
Right.
So it's critical to get that pre-approval and to find your lender prior to going out and even looking at homes.
That's true.
And binders... Again, 1 to 2%.
1 to 2%, and then you know, there's many ways to draft these. I mean, you can have it to where the binder is refundable for certain reasons, financing contingencies, for example. You obviously within the Northeast Florida Association of Realtors contract, there's a provision that provides the buyer the opportunity to make inspections and to cancel the contract and to rescind it and get their binder back. The standard is 10 days, but that number of days can be modified based on what the buyers would like to have and what the agent recommends they do. And, you know, there's cash transactions, which, you know, when you have a cash transaction or you mark it as cash, there's not a financing contingency. So once you get past that period, unless you have a title issue, you know, you're basically gonna lose that binder if you don't cancel it in time.
So give us a call here at WBOB, 904-222-8255, and let's ask some questions about the purchase agreement. And we'll be right back.
Talk radio, AM AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The life and public service of the nation's 41st president were celebrated with praise and humor at Washington National Cathedral this morning. Now a jet carrying the casket is winging its way to Houston, where Mr. Bush will be buried. The congregation today was populated with foreign leaders and diplomats, Americans of high office, and others touched by the life and service of George H. W. Bush. Among the former presidents there were Jimmy Carter, President Obama, and Bill Clinton, as well as President Trump and wife Melania on hand as well. In the eulogy, historian John Meacham described the former president as, quote, the last great soldier statesman and our shield in dangerous times. And on a light note, he added that Bush campaigning in a crowd at a department store at one time shook hands with a mannequin. Rather than flushing in embarrassment, he said, you never know, looking for one more vote. More from SRNNews.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you're looking for jewelry this holiday season, we have what you want at Underwoods, and we carry the hottest and best names you'll find anywhere in North Florida. The biggest name in designer jewelry is David Yurman, and his looks are more popular today than they were years ago when Underwoods introduced this designer to Jacksonville. And we carry David Yurman not just in ladies' jewelry, but also in timepieces in his extensive collection of men's jewelry. If it's a watch you're looking for, we carry Rolex and other watches considered to be the best in their price points. We also carry extensive collections of the jewelry we import directly from Italy and Spain that are always popular for their quality, style, and value.
So if you want the hottest and most popular jewelry and want to be waited on by the most professional staff in the business, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
After the long summer, your air conditioning and heat pump have been worked to the max. You'll want to make sure you have your system checked when the weather gets cool. Snyder Air Conditioning should be your first call for your preventive maintenance needs. Why choose another air conditioning company when you can choose Snyder? You can count on Snyder to properly clean and check your system. There's a big difference between checking your system and cleaning your system. Cleaning your system will extend the life of your air conditioning unit and will also save you money on your electric bill. And right now, with 100% financing available with approved credit, there's never been a better time to upgrade your system. Snyder Air Conditioning is a family-owned Daikin Comfort Pro and can fix and service any make or model. Snyder Air Conditioning is Jacksonville's number one residential air conditioning company and has been serving Jacksonville for over 40 years. Snyder Air Conditioning. Call today at 641-0600. Snyderman and Daikin. License number CAC 1813307.
Holiday season is busy, so let Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Tunis Restaurant, just west of I-295, offers dine-in or takeout. The original Kronos gyros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. It's all at the original Tunis Restaurant. A pound of gizzards or livers is just $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp for $9.99. Check out the new Sidewinder fries. Special discounts for military first responders and school employees. The original Tunis Restaurant, open 7 days a week on Facebook at ZBest The Original.
Join us for the Thursday edition of The Morning Show. I am your host, Ed Dean, at 6 a.m. as we go all the way with you to 9 a.m. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Also, Roger, on the Thursday edition, one of our favorite segments with Adam Andrzejewski, the rip-off of the week.
We'll learn how, again, we are being ripped off the stack
figures. Yeah, big time. More as we continue to move along. Thursday edition of The Morning Show, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, on FM 101.1, AM 600, 6 to 9, on Talk Radio WBOB.
With my attorney Bernie.
You can't hear this.
You missed your bumper music. Your rejoin.
I love that.
There's a song about being impressed by my attorney Bernie. And our producer.
Is that what it said?
Yeah.
Really? Yes. I missed that. I didn't have the headphones.
You don't have headphones on. Yeah.
That was hilarious. I love it.
Very cute, guys.
Hey, you know, another thing that happened that we didn't touch on, you know, Ed Dean had his anniversary party.
Yeah, last Friday, a lot of fun. We had hundreds
way past your bedtime.
If you have to be, here's the deal. My alarm's set for 4 a.m. I've got literally 1, 2, 3, 4 alarms because you can't afford to oversleep.
Because, oh, no, you can't.
Guess what
business.
Happens?
No.
Nothing's on the air. That, you know, nobody here to fill in. So it's nothing I can't afford to do. So I have 4 alarms set. And usually I start tossing and turning around 2, 3 in the morning. Well, if that happens, I can't go back to sleep because I'm afraid I'm going to oversleep even through the alarms. So it's just one of those things. I think I may have awakened at around 2:33 that morning, and then it was late into the evening for me.
It was.
You know, but we had a great time, you know, hanging out with
the listeners. It was a lot of fun. I really had a good time. And
did you know any of the trivia questions? Did you know any of the answers?
I did. Mm-hmm. I did. But, you know, I didn't participate because, you know, I work here. So
yeah.
You let the other people win. And
yeah, it was a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, it was.
Ed wants to do something instead of every year, maybe every 6 months.
I think he should.
Just getting together with listeners and having some fun.
It was a lot. I really did. It was fun. And I loved the trivia thing. I thought that was cool. And I'll have to sponsor it. I'm upset because he didn't ask me to sponsor it.
Yeah, well.
So I'll have the opportunity.
Next time, yeah. He wants to do something in the spring or summer, he's talking about. Maybe in the spring.
Yeah. So don't forget to tune in to Ed Dean first thing in the morning. And what's going to be great in January of 2019, you can listen to Ed Dean in the morning during your commute, and you're going to listen to me on your commute home from 5 to 6.
That's right.
Yay. I'm excited about that. So I'll get a new slot effective in January. So in December, I'm still here from 2 to 3. But effective January 1st, I will be on every Wednesday from 5 to 6.
In the afternoon. Now, all things equal, we mentioned this, is that although we really appreciate everyone listening in right now, there are a lot of people, Anita, who can't listen during the day because maybe they're working and their employer doesn't allow radio listening or whatever the case may be. But 5 o'clock in the afternoon, there are a lot of people getting off work, driving home in the afternoon. So we expect the audience to really grow a lot,
you know,
when you move to the afternoon. And people can call in then and they can call in now, too.
Absolutely. So give us a call, 222-8255. That is 222-8255. Today we have Tomas Jimenez from Jimenez Law Firm, and we are talking a little bit about the purchase agreement. When you go to buy a house, what Realty Executive Oceanside does is we sit down with you and we do what we call a buyer presentation, and we go over the purchase agreement before we even look at homes. So that way you have a clear understanding of when you find your dream home, we don't have to sit and do it then. So we're ready to go. We're ready to put that offer in. And so we try to educate you because, you know, what's the saying? Knowledge is power. So, and that's what we try to do is make you feel confident about the buying process. And part of it that we discuss is about the binder. So we discussed a little bit about, you know, it's usually 1% or 2% of the purchase price. And usually if it's cash, we want a lot of money down because we want them to stay in the process. Of course, cash is a whole different ballgame because usually the closing is only 15 days. And part of that.
How common is that, people buying a home and not needing a mortgage?
You know, it's actually, we see a lot of it.
I would imagine so, because if someone actually has a home already.
Correct.
And they're selling that home and then they're using the equity that they've generated to purchase another home, you may not need any money down, or at least not a whole lot, or at least not as much as you would otherwise, right?
Yes. And, you know, my top producer, Betty Layton, right now, she has that listing on Mariner's Point. We've talked about it numerous times here on the show. And so she's got actually two offers, and both of them are contingent upon them selling their personal property because they want to pay cash for the for their new home on Mariner's Point. So sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes we take a contingent offer based on them selling their personal home, so that way they can't pay cash.
Not having a mortgage, that's got to be so cool.
It's got to be way
cool. But there are some special circumstances you need to, you know, keep your eyes open to when you're doing that, because you don't have money coming out of escrow for your taxes and your homeowner's insurance, which you still need to pay.
Correct. And a lot of times we have a lot of people that will pay most of it off, but keep a little bit in there so they have that, you know, generating in there. And then in January 9th, we're going to have Chris Hogan on the show. And if you don't know who Chris Hogan is, you should.
Okay.
But if you don't, you need to Google him because he is he works with David Ramsey. They do a lot of retirement talks and how to budget properly. And they will talk about how to save money to purchase a home with cash.
Well, I've listened to Dave Ramsey, and he wants people to be completely debt-free, including their home mortgage.
Correct.
And it can be done with a little bit of time and discipline, and not 30 years.
Yes.
Get it paid off a lot sooner than that.
I listen to Chris Hogan every day, and it's amazing how many people, and he's got his book that he's releasing that week that he's coming on our show, so he's going to give a lot of his books away to our listeners out there. And he will give us some insight as to some tips on how to buy a home with cash, and how to save for it, and how to be debt free.
And it can be done.
Yes, so we're excited about that. And so Tomas is going to tell us a little more about the binder. What people, a lot of people don't realize, because you know it is a contract and it is binding contract.
That's right.
And part of the contract states that, you know, that there's, of course, it's blank. It's like within blank days, you have time to withdraw from the contract.
Correct.
Now, it used to always be written in stone that it was 10 days. Now they give us sometimes, again, to make our offer a little stronger, we could put 5 days.
Right.
Or we could put 8 days, or we could put 15 days, depending upon the circumstance.
Sure.
But for the most part, it's a 10-day rule,
right?
And what that is that you, the customer, the buyer, can back out of a contract for any reason.
That's correct.
They can wake up that morning and say, "It's a rainy day. I don't like the way my house looks when it's raining. That I'm going to buy, so I'm going to withdraw my offer."
We call that a free look.
We call it a free look.
Yeah.
So you have 10 days to back, and you get your binder back.
That's right.
Your good faith money.
When you say get your binder back, there are also circumstances where you don't get your binder back.
Correct.
And if that happens, who keeps your binder?
It depends. Seller. It goes to the seller.
Okay.
Yes.
But there's times where there's disputes that happen where the buyer says, well, I'm going to make claim on that for whatever their argument would be.
Mm-hmm.
Seller says, well, we're not going to release it to you. They get into a dispute over who's going to have the rights to that money. And there's a couple of different ways to do that. If it's held with an attorney, we'll go to like interpleader, for example. We'll put it in the registry with the court and let the court determine, say, here's the money's there. Let the court's system figure out what's going to happen with the money. There's a way to do it through the Florida Real Estate Commission as well, where they'll do a escrow disbursement order, for example, if an agent's holding it.
Yes.
So there's different ways of doing it. You can sue on it if you wanted to try to sue, although this contract does not. It makes you go to a non-jury trial. You could still sue on it. So there's different ways of going about it if there's a dispute over the binder. A lot of times, you know, I've handled those cases where I've been on the side where somebody wanted to basically grab the binder. The buyers didn't want to let it go. And we got very creative and came up with some interesting arguments and were able to come up with a pretty good resolution at the end.
Okay.
Yes,
I've done it several times.
And, you know, and I know a lot of real estate realtors, you know, when we do these buyer presentation, you know, we make it pretty clear during that time when they're going to lose it. So I could honestly say that with my customers, there's no surprises. I mean, they know when they're going to lose their
could
their,
be.
Their buyer.
You know, I've seen interesting instances. Like, for example, I had one guy who had the money to pay for the property in cash, but the money was in, I believe it was in Brazil or somewhere in South America. And he was getting ready to go to closing and there was a strike.
Oh no.
And the banks in the country. But when he sent his proof of funds showing that it was in whatever that foreign currency was and he couldn't get his money out.
Mm.
So, you know, that's an act of God, basically. It's beyond his control.
Okay. Do you find that people are good neighbors in those cases and the seller understands?
Oh, no.
We're taking this $10,000.
This was a $25,000 binder.
Wow.
All right. And the sellers wanted to grab it. And, we showed them where, you know, they said we breached. And we're like, no, let me show you where you breached. So
it's amazing. People are just so unethical where they can't understand this is something beyond the guy's control.
Yeah.
They just see dollar signs and I want that money for me.
Isn't
and I don't
crazy?
Care about you or your family.
25
you
grand.
You cannot make this stuff up.
Wow.
I am telling you, it is incredible sometimes the stories. And we're going to hear more about this story.
I can tell you the rest of that story. It worked out real well for my guy.
These people can use some churching.
Welcome to real estate. We need churching. Stay tuned. We'll be right back here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at AnitaHiles.com. And we're talking about the purchase agreement and basically about binders, that good faith money you put down.
Right. And I guess the premise behind a binder is that you're telling the seller, okay, you don't have to worry about showing this property to anyone else. And to show you how serious I am, I'm putting some money up front that I will lose if I back out of it.
And that's correct.
That's essentially what you're saying. Now, on the seller side, you know, the theory is, okay, I could have sold this to someone else, but instead I'm going to hold it for this person. And they're, you know, basically putting up this money to make sure that, you know, I'm compensated.
I love when you listen. That's awesome. You got it. That's exactly it.
Okay. When don't I listen?
I know, you're always so good. I'm getting better at it. I'm not quite there.
Well, for those who may not understand, you know, why is this person walking away with this guy's $25,000? You know, there's a reason for it, you know?
Yes.
Or at least try to.
And people have 10 days, that big 10 days. Of course, now we can add or subtract time to that.
Right.
And that's when you do all your due diligence. That's when you do your inspections. And that sort of thing to make sure it is the house, that the house is exactly what you want. And after that time, if everything goes well, then we proceed on with the process.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes there's hiccups.
Sure.
And you have a great, I shouldn't say it's a great story. It's actually kind of an interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
I think the end result ended up fairly good. Tell us about that.
The binder one that we were,
yeah.
So basically, it's a continuation of that. Was that so? He was the buyer was under contract to buy the property with a loan. He wasn't approved for the loan. He had a small deposit on it, and the realtor advised them to go to. You have the money? Yeah, I have the money. Okay, well, let's go to cash transaction. Put a bigger binder down. and we'll close this thing in whatever, 20 days or whatever it was. Well, in that period, there's a strike that happens in his home country, which he had provided the proof of funds that he had the money to pay for it in cash, and he couldn't get his money out basically because of the strike. So the seller says, well, we're at the closing day. A couple days before, he's like, well, hey, listen, you know, we have this issue with the strike, probably won't be able to make the closing. So I was like, well, you're in default, and if you don't close on the date with the money, then we're going to keep the binder. So so they come to me with this. Dirty. Like, they come to me, like, literally the day of the closing. And like, what can you do? And I'm like, well, I mean, you know, I'll send the guy a letter. You know, we'll tell him, you know, that, you know, he needs that.
You were representing the seller?
No, the buyer.
Okay.
I was representing the guy with the binder.
Okay.
And so I put my cape on. And
super, of course,
Superman.
And I read through this, and I started asking some questions and so forth. So then we just pretty much, it's interesting thing about being in what I do in my practice and being an attorney, there's always arguments on both sides. And, you know, you're going to always have competing arguments, and it's just who's going to have the better one, right? So from the facts, I was able to determine that my guy, not only did he not breach, but the seller breached.
Oh, really?
And the title company breached.
How did you figure that out?
Because
you'd be surprised.
Our contract requires that within a date certain, specific number of days before the closing, that the seller cause a title company to provide the buyer with evidence of title.
He never did that.
And they never got evidence of title.
No, and they usually don't until like.
They usually don't.
Until closer to closing.
Like, maybe. Right? The lender will get it.
But per the contract, they have to have it within so many days.
Right. So I grabbed onto that, a couple other things. That's the one that jumps out at me.
Okay.
And said, listen, if my guy breached, you guys breached like 3 weeks ago. Okay, like 2 weeks ago, whatever it was.
Okay.
So we're going to sue you for what we call specific performance, right?
How much? $25,000?
Well, it was $25,000 binder, yes.
Okay, no, what did you sue him for?
Well, I didn't sue him yet, right? Okay. So I sent him, I told him I was going to, and I was quite aggressive. I maybe a little too aggressive, but.
Okay.
With his cape.
And unfortunately, there was like another agent on the other side who, bless his heart, he's a good guy, but just was a little in over his head. And I let him know that, you know, on a specific performance suit, you're forcing the seller to sell.
Uh-huh.
When you file that suit and you record your little notice of list pendants, you tie this property up in litigation for 2 to 3 years. So it's like, you're going to sell to me or you're going to sell to no one.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Serves him right.
Yeah.
I love it.
So he calls like a family member who's a lawyer in like Tallahassee who represented him on the arm.
That's
for
what
free.
He gets for being in Tallahassee.
And and the attorney was a really nice guy. Uh-huh. But we ended up coming to a resolution. My guy agreed just to make it go away to pay, I don't know, like a couple thousand dollars more on the purchase price. And we closed the deal and it was done. So,
sometimes,
you know, it's, a lot of times you've got, there's a balance. You've got to negotiate it. You can't take such a hard line.
Is that extortionist, though? I guess lawyers know when that, you say, listen, if you do not, you know, work with us, we're going to tie up you selling with anybody for 2 or 3 years.
It sounds that way, right?
Yeah, it does.
It sounds that way.
But it's not.
But we had a viable and a valid claim, right?
Okay.
So we were just apprising them of what was going to happen.
Okay.
You know, this is what we're going to do. And this is the reason why
lawyers have to be careful with that, because if they don't word it correctly in their letters, you know, it can be interpreted and you can get trouble.
Sure.
You know, legally, you know?
Sure. But we were just letting them know, look, you know, here's our theory on this. We're going to have a cause of action. Here are our causes of action. Mm-hmm. We're going to pursue them along with damages. And, you know, you need to sell it to my guy.
And it's so important for both sides, buyer or seller side, that there's all kinds of time frames on this contract.
This is why when you hear stories like this, you want to avoid the for sale by owner. You want to have professionals in your corner.
You do. You need to. And not to interrupt you, but, you know, even some professionals, unfortunately, don't know the contract in and out. And the other important part about these contracts is they have this interesting, very important phrase that for a non-lawyer doesn't mean anything, but for us lawyers, it means everything.
Sure.
Time is of the essence. Time is of the essence in a contract means that every single date matters. In other words, you cannot blow a day and say, oh, well, I partially performed and be excused for partial performance on time is of the essence.
You cannot.
Right?
Yeah.
There are certain contracts that will allow you to partially perform and you're okay and you don't have to be so rigid with the dates. If it says time is of the essence, and like this one does, if you blow a day, There's no partial performance. You blew. You defaulted.
And I know this is the South, but time of the essence means perform.
I know
and
some
I'm
people
Cuban, so we have a hard time.
Like, everybody's like, manana, tomorrow. Let's
I
do this
some
tomorrow.
People who
it's
can
like,
never
no.
be a lawyer because they do not understand the value of time being of the essence.
Yeah. I'll get you that tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, I need it yesterday.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, you can give it to me tomorrow, but amazing. When this kind of crumbles, that tomorrow is going to cost you a lot of money.
Yeah, and that's also, you know, interesting part about, and we're talking about binders, and I know this isn't a very sexy subject, but, you know, if you don't deliver your binder at the time it's required to be delivered, you know.
It's a breach of contract.
You breached, you lost it.
Yes. And it's funny because they'll go ahead and accept that binder, and we're on track, but the bottom line is, down the road, if something happens and they go back to track all the dates and make sure, because they will look at every single thing on that binder dispute to see, okay, make sure it wasn't breached to begin with.
Right.
And if it was, guess what? You're not getting it.
Yeah, they're going to grab it, try to grab it. Yeah.
Yeah. Or you're getting it, one or the other, you know, depending upon what side you're on.
But sure.
Yeah, there's a lot to it. And that time of the essence, a lot of realtors don't understand that.
Yeah.
Yes. They just don't.
And then they think also that that 10-day period is to get the inspection done, and they don't realize it's not just getting the inspection done. It's sending over your requests for repairs, for example, if you have a repair request. It's all within the 10 days. It's not, I've got 10 days to inspect it, and then I can tell you what
the
issues
are. And then I can take
my
time with the rest.
No, it doesn't work that way. You got to do it all within 10 days. You got to do the inspection, and you've got to send over your requested repairs.
And if you can't, it's simple. You just ask for an extension, which most likely you're going to get.
Sure.
You know, and you ask for a couple more days if you need be.
But it can't probably be a phone conversation.
No.
It's got to be something
in
writing.
Everything's
contractual.
In writing.
Must be.
You know, that's why you put your Superman cape on that time, because if you don't have your ducks in a row in writing, unethical people can rip you off for tens of thousands of dollars.
And real estate is a specific market. It falls within what we call in lawyer world the statute of fraud. So you have to have. There's certain types of contracts that must be in writing under the statute of frauds. Purchase and sale agreements must be, for real estate, must be in writing.
Yes.
You cannot have an oral contract in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
No. So
two realtors can have a chit chat. Well, you know,
means
but,
nothing.
But you told me this. Well, that's great that I told you that. But, you know, he changed his mind and it's not in writing. So it's got to be in writing.
Yep.
Got to be in writing.
Sure
and
enough.
Time of the essence. We're learning all kinds of vocabulary today in the contract world because all of that is so important, and
sure
it's going to save you money. And that's why you hook up with someone like myself with Realty Executive Oceanside.
And you have access to attorneys.
Yes, and we are going to go over the contract. I literally highlight the important areas, which the whole contract is important, but I highlight the areas that's going to cost them money. And then I tell them to take it home. I put it in a folder. You know, review it. And that way, when we're out and about, if you have questions, this is the time to ask and I'll get those answered. And if, again, I don't know everything, that's why I have people like Tomas Jimenez from Jimenez Law Firm to help me out when need be and stuff. I can't believe the show's already over. You guys are going to have to wait for me next Wednesday between 2 and 3. I'm excited.
And bidding farewell to our producer, welcoming in a new guy next week, right?
Yes, we're going to break him in. It's going to be fun. He better be just as good as Brian.
Yeah. And
I'm going to miss
guy.
I'm going to miss Brian. But stay with us for next week on Rapid Fire Real Estate.